That's right. And if you'd like to send out that special Valentine's Day request, 724-745-5400.
And we did have a request for that Walt Groller tune, and I believe I have it up next. Dawn, is that right?
Walt Groller request here. Huh?
That's right. We have a request going out to Bernice from Carnegie, and this is requested by Ralph.
And I think that's the same Happy Valley Polka we played a few weeks ago.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only Walt Groller tune that I think
is that right?
I have.
I got to get you the LP
here.
Then.
Yeah.
I got a special hello and a thank you going out to Mr. Big Ed. And Big Ed thanks us for the memories here. And he was doing a nice show with the oldies. And he had a very successful benefit dance on the 27th for one of the local families. And Big Ed's a true guy, and we thank him for his kind remarks.
Yeah, Big Ed was featured a few times right after us here in WWCS. Yeah. And a great show. We always had him on right after us.
Yes, Pittsburgh style oldies.
That's right. Great music they played here, especially during the day with the new oldies format that they had going. And I thought they did one heck of a job.
But Big Ed has been a coach, and he's done a lot of public relations work too.
Okay, and some more happy birthday wishes going out to Bill Campbell, Joe Lopato, and Eleanor Dvorak. And a special happy anniversary wish going out to Cy and Vicky Salvato. That comes from Marianne Carchetti, the secretary of the Frank Palumbi Orchestra Fan Club.
We have a happy birthday wish going out to you, Dawn, also to Jake Zielinski. Also, hello to Pam, Jerry, and Dawn, and says, wonderful program. This comes from our good friends out in Plumboro and one of our fine sponsors for a long time. We're talking about Balson Heating and Cooling, and we're talking about Nancy and Dawn Balson.
That's right. And next up, Polka Time by special request. It's the Happy Valley Polka with Walt Groller.
Next up, we're going to send a song out to Ed and Lorraine from the Penn Hills area.
George Suhan from his latest CD recording, Come On, Let's Polka. One in the Valentine's Day mode, it's Tell Me Darling, Primetime Polkas.
Tell me, darling, tell me. Tell me that you love me. No one else
Sweetie, by special request, Steve Meisner in the band. You know what it is. What is it?
Main Attraction.
We'll be right back. primetime polkas.
And there you've got four in a row featuring Eddie Habit, Chris Kotsos in the band with Little Darling, Steve Meisner in the band with Main Attraction, George Suhan with Tell Me Darling, and starting off the top of the hour, my special request with an old Walt Grohler tune and the Happy Valley Polka.
Time to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Jewelry, located at 127 East Crawford Avenue in Connellsville, presents 14 karat gold imported and domestic jewelry, arriving daily from $6 per gram. The best prices, quality, and repair service in the area. Diamonds, gemstones, and wedding bands at truly affordable prices, with over 30,000 items to choose from. Only at number one Catherine's Jewelry in Connellsville. Their phone number is 724-628-8533.
Do you want to give your children or grandchildren a gift they will never forget? Give them a legacy of love with a single premium life insurance policy from the Slovene National Benefit Society. As an example, a one-time payment of $300 buys a two-year-old female a $5,000 policy. Plus, membership in SNPJ includes benefits such as scholarships, youth programs, and athletics. Call 1-800-VSNPJ. For 95 years, we've helped families like yours by providing great service and financial security. Just call 1-800-THE-SNPJ for your free information packet. Rates vary by age and sex.
Are you planning a special event this year, but you're not sure where to go? Follow I-79 to Bridgeville to Miller's Run Road, up the hill to the Saigon SNPJ Lodge No. 6 on Hook Street. Whether your special day is a wedding, anniversary, birthday party, or shower, SNPJ Lodge No. 6 Saigon is the hall that has it all. The Sunshine Room accommodates up to 300, while the downstairs party room holds up to 100. On Wednesdays, stop by and hear the Western Pennsylvania Button Box Club. On Thursdays, bingo is held at 7 p.m. with your chance to win fabulous prizes. On Friday nights and every other Sunday, you can dance to the finest in polka music. SMPJ Lodge Number 6 is also your outlet for polka tapes and CDs, and they are the largest producer of insurance for the SMPJ. For more information about SMPJ Lodge Number 6 Saigon, call 412-257-4007. And speaking of the hall that has it all, if you're looking for something to do this evening, why not stop by SMPJ Lodge Number 6? Tonight, you can dance to the sounds of Frank Palumbi and the orchestra. Doors open at 8, dancing from 8:30 until midnight. Don't forget this Sunday, a very special Super Sunday featuring the sounds of the Eddie Vallis Band 2 and the Delson Check Band. Doors open at 2, dancing from 3 until 9. Rounding out the month of February for Friday night dances, on February the 16th, the sounds of the Denny Paz Band, and on the 23rd, Jack Fraunhofer and the orchestra. Rounding out the Super Sundays for the month of February, on February the 25th, Dick Taddy and the DTO, along with Bob Kravis. Kicking off the month of March, on Friday, March the 2nd, the sounds of Carl Lukic in the band. On March the 9th, Joe Gerkman in the orchestra. On the 16th, the Polka Quads, and on the 23rd, Ray Skavinsky in the orchestra. Kicking off the Super Sundays in the month of March, on the 4th, Ray Skavinsky in the orchestra, along with Jerry Entehar. On the 11th, Tom Pilaster and the Rhythm Kings, along with Joe Fedorchak in the orchestra. And then on the 25th, Frank Palumbi in the orchestra, to be announced another band. If you are interested in upcoming dance information at Lodge 6, or if you'd like to learn about hall rentals, call Jim Curl at 412-257-4007.
Almost 23 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, primetime polkas for the last time, 540 a.m., WWCS Radio, Canonsburg, Pittsburgh. Pam and Jerry Zagar with you, Don Rakoskis, until 7 o'clock or a little bit thereafter.
And Don has a special happy Valentine's wish going out to a special lady, Mrs. Carol Zagar. And also happy Valentine's to Pam and Jerry from Dad and Father-in-Law. I'm Jerry Zagar Sr., and Jerry Zagar Sr. would like to thank all of our sponsors who've been so loyal to us in the past. Thanks, Jerry.
And we'd like to tell you that we're still going to have our primetime polkas dance on Sunday, April the 1st, at SNPJ Lodge Number 6, one of our fine sponsors who's been with us since the beginning.
From the beginning.
That's right. Donation just $6 per person. Dancing from 3 until 9, featuring the Eddie Rodick Band along with Jack Taddy and the JTB. Food and refreshments will be available, and it will be a great time.
That's right. That's just a few weeks away, so mark your calendar right now because that's the last time we can promote it. This is our. If you're just tuning in, once again, this is our last program here on WWCS Radio. And sadly enough, not only for us, but the entire WWCS polka shows and also everything else that's on the station, the Croatian shows, and I don't want to start mentioning everybody and forget somebody, but all the weekend ethnic shows have been, this is the last weekend. Starting Monday, it's going to be Radio Disney here at WWCS Radio, changing a format.
And we do have some sad news we'd like to pass along to you. We wanted to announce the passing of Frank Balow from Jeanette. He was with Frankie and his trio. He was 85. He had passed away this past week. And viewing will be at the John V. Graziano Funeral Home at 228 North 2nd Street in Jeanette. And actually, it was this afternoon from 2 until 4, 7 till 9 tonight. And there will be a funeral mass at 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church in Jeanette on Saturday.
That's right. If you would like to call in for that special dedication or just talk to us up here one last time, because I know Don has a lot of fans out there. I mean, the people that call in, they sometimes we pick up the phone in the studio and they say, where's Don?
No, they don't want to talk to us.
Can't we talk to Don? So Don has the big fan club out there. So if you want to talk to Don one last time, also Ruth is here, Don's lovely wife. And they're taking your phone call, 724-745-5400. One last time.
We have a happy 40th wedding anniversary wish going out to Joe and Florence Sesnick, and this comes from Mary and John Urbansic. We have best wishes going out to Pam, Jerry, and Dawn. This comes from Gary and Jenny Pernisic. Also, we have a happy birthday wish going out to Eleanor Dvorak on February the 15th by husband John and the family. Also, a happy birthday wish going out to Dawn. This comes from John. And we have a happy Valentine's Day wish going out to John and Eleanor Dvorak from the children and the grandchildren. And we have a request going out to Stefan Pernisic from Uncle Daryl. Happy birthday wish on February the 19th. And a good luck to Pam and Jerry. Also, we received a nice phone call from Cindy and Larry Plasek, said have a good show. Also, we have a request and a hello going out to Jake Martinsik, and happy birthday to Dawn. And it says, we'll miss you. Happy Valentine's Day going out to Millie Kiefer and also Ted Donnelly. And this comes from Irma.
And also, we have a very special happy birthday going out this Sunday. We're going to have a big party for Mr. Jack Szelinski. Celebrating what number now, Steve? By the way, we do have a couple special guests here in the studio. Forgot to mention that. Our favorite Pucker people. Steve and Marge Pucker, all the way from Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. How you doing today, Steve?
Okay.
You want to say something? Send a...
Come up here.
Okay. You want to send a song out to your sweetie?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Mother Pucker from Father Pucker.
Yeah, I'd like to send a song out to Mother Pucker from Father Pucker. I love you, honey.
Well,
you
how
know,
nice.
We do have some intense fans of the show. And I know they're out there. And especially when Steve walked into the... Dawn, you're here. When Steve walked into the station here, what was Steve's reaction coming in when he heard the news?
Oh, he was crying to us.
Real loud, too.
Yeah,
he told me to shut up.
You got something off the wire there, Dawn.
No, I don't, not off the wire, but this is on my own, just to reminisce a little bit here. You know, it's been about 5 years ago, I had the privilege of meeting two young people who, although they were kind of young in years, they were long in their knowledge of polkas, artists, and what constitutes good polka music. And I'm happy to say it's been a very happy relationship with Mr. Pam and Jerry Zagar, and they are a credit to the trade, and we thank them for their friendship.
I tell you what, Dawn, if it wasn't for you, we'd be nowhere within 50 feet. Or 50,000 miles of a radio station.
Yeah, but you
know that. You know,
but you guys do the work. You do the hard work, and I have the easy part. And it's a team effort, but you're a class act, and we sure thank you for being just friends, both musically and personally.
That's right. Thanks so much, Dawn. The same. We feel the same about you, too.
That's right, Dawn. We could have not have done this without you. And somehow we got to get a lock on the door. People are just walking in, and... There's no bouncer at the door, Dawn.
We heard Donnie Iris was on his way, and I said, he has arrived.
Just arrived, fresh from the South Side. Mr. Michael Gerkman, who you got with you there?
Hey, I got Lonnie Iris with me here.
You come to celebrate the last edition ever.
I'll tell you what.
Here on 540.
That was some shocking news there.
Oh.
We were listening on the way home, and I said, we got to go and say thanks for the memories.
Thanks for stopping up.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks for everything, guys. It's been great and it's sad, but you know, we got faith. Be here.
Keep the faith.
Keep it going.
Keep the pulse.
Keep it going. You'll find it.
That's right. Right. When we got here, we'll get back to the music in just a second, but when we got here at the first, you know, to do our show here for the last time, it just felt like a funeral. You know, I hate to mention it in that frame of mind, but that's just what it felt like. People... We're coming up here, and it's just like somebody had passed away. And I guess the polka music is, in a sense.
But you know, life goes on. Changes happen. And I'm going to quote Gil Yours because he gave me a good one. He says, change is never forever. Even though the change we experience now, there'll be change to that. So
that's
change
right.
is good sometimes.
And a special, very special thank you to all the people who faithfully tuned us in here Fridays from 5 until 7 p.m. And right now, this one's for you. It's Waterfalls of Love, Gordy Hartman and the band.
We have a happy Valentine's Day wish going out to wife Karen, daughter Lauren, and this comes from Mike Ritchie. And hello to everyone. It says, we'll miss you.
From first sign of light till late in the night, and at first glance they all just seem to stare. They'd give you their souls to take anywhere, forgetting their worlds, it's true, all for you.
A hello going out to wife Tracy, and this is requested by Handel. We have happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to John from Hilda, and from Hilda to John. Also, we have good luck to all the DJs from your station. You're going to be missed, and this comes from Jeff from Shaler. We have hello going out to Aunt Kay and Uncle Earl, and this comes from Greg. We have happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to husband Earl from wife Gilberta. Also, we have a hello going out to Peg Moserak. She gives her love to all. And also, happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to brother Frank. And this comes from sister Dorothy. Also, we have happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to John Balkovic. And also, Valentine's Day wishes going out to wife Ruth.
Okay, I think we have some more guests coming in there. I can't see. But
we have another special guest. Another special guest on the way in. But I have a special notice I have to get out.
Okay.
Hear ye all. This is the latest. The Swing Swang has seen the last of the Pucker Girls. They're going to be appearing at the Regal Beagle from now on.
So I guess the Swing Swang is going to be imploded just like the stadium,
yes.
Right? They're just going to blow it up,
right.
Filled with dynamite. Next up, one of the things we're going to miss here on WWCS Radio Primetime Polkas is the live performances of the Joe Gerckman Band. And they were here the last few years. Did a heck of a job, and I know
the listeners
really appreciate hearing a live band on the air like that when they just come in and took over the studios here, Mike, including you.
I had nothing to do with
it. We're going to feature Pap on the vocal, and this was this happened Friday, July 14th of last year. Primetime Polka Sessions, live with the Joe Gerckman Band right here at WWCS Radio, featuring Pap on the vocals. That is your Joe Gerckman Band live here on Primetime Polkas, performing on Friday, July 14th of the year 2000, last year, a few months ago. And I think, Mike, you know the name of that tune, right?
Was I here for that?
I think so. That was you on bass, man.
I recognize them.
I'm not sure the notes you were playing.
yeah, those ones I missed there. Every lack of notes, huh? Something like Dekla Trobe, something rather, huh?
We're not something like pretend. That.
Something like that, yeah.
Your Slovenian's a little...
I'm the younger one, so leave me out of that, huh?
All right, Steve Meisner in front of that tune with All For You, going out to the Ricci's family. And also Gordy Hartman starting off that set with Waterfalls of Love. And we do have another special guest here, Mr. George Suhan. And got the little one with you again, huh?
Yes, I do.
She's hiding.
And you know, it just happened to be the other evening that I was reading a Mickey Mouse book to her. Never again would I. In fact, when I go home, I'm going to burn all of my Mickey Mouse books.
Okay, George, thanks for coming up and sharing this last broadcast with us. And you too, Gina. She's shy. We're going to take a break and be back with more right after this. You are tuned in to Primetime Polkas here on 540 AM WWCS Radio. Pam and Jerry Zagar with you. Don Rakoskis and a bunch of special guests up here celebrating this very last broadcast here on WWCS Radio of Primetime Polkas.
And we have some requests we'd like to send out. We have a request going out to Darlene Cheer, it looks like. And it says, good luck to Pam, Jerry, and Dawn. Also, the M&M girls have called in. Good luck to Pam, Jerry, and Dawn. We have a request going out to Pinky and from Helen. And happy birthday wishes going out to Dawn. Also, we have happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to Karen Ritchie. And this comes from Lauren.
And I have a special hello going out to a special two little sweethearts of mine. And one is Lauren Elizabeth Ritchie, and the other one here is at the studio tonight is Gina Suhan. And Gina got away from us for a minute here, but two sweetheart little girls.
We have happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to Bob Treves, and this comes from wife Cindy and son Logan. Also, happy Valentine's Day to the crew, and this comes from Dawn Schmodel, and this comes from Cecilia. Also, we have a happy birthday request going out to Dawn from Dr. Jeff.
And we'd like to remind you about coming up at Imperial, SNPJ Lodge number 106. Next week, February 18th, next Sunday, it's Jack Taddy and the JTB from 4 until 8 p.m. So mark your calendars for that one. And looking ahead into March, on Sunday, March the 18th, it's the Joe Gerckman Orchestra, featuring Mike Gerckman on bass from 4 until 8 p.m. And also, looking ahead into April, it's Jack Taddy's radio anniversary. That's coming up April 29th. Six big hours of dancing, and it's always a big dance for Jack, and we always come out and support him. It's from 3 until 9 p.m. That's all coming up at SNPJ Lodge number 106 at Imperial. And we do have a couple e-quests to take care of here in the waning moments of Primetime Polkas. An e-quest from Florida. And this is going out to John and Nancy Liptak. They wanted the Steve Garchar medley by Delson Chack, and here it is right now.
When they play the Bridge Street Polka, it's the polka you love best. When they play the Bridge Street Polka, you will never want to rest. It's the one that you love most, and let's all drink a toast. Drink one or two, I'm sure you won't be blue from dancing the Bridge Street Polka. Where is my darling now?
have a very special happy birthday request going out to Harry Rumpala. He's going to be 75 years young on February 16th. Also, happy Valentine's Day wishes going out to Nancy and Bonnie. And this comes from Ted by special request. And also, I'm going to send a hello out to Lindy.
Mike, you got a special dedication going up?
Well, I'll send a happy Valentine's Day out to my sister also, Lindy, and my grandparents, my parents. Hey, Shaw. Send a happy Valentine's Day out to Allison and Mary and Anton Lieben.
Take your time. We got all night.
Oh, okay. You know, I got, what, 8 more minutes here? You want me to keep going? No. But send out happy Valentine's Day out to all of them. And you guys and all the listeners out there. And
see you down the road.
We'll see you down the road. We're going to miss you, and it's been great. And once again, thanks for the memories, guys.
We're going to see you Saturday.
It's been wonderful. Saturday, yeah.
Tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Am I going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there. How about I come? I'll be there.
All right.
Thanks again,
guys. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Thanks again. Appreciate everything you've done.
And George, I got a special dedication going on.
Yeah, I'd like to send a song out to my beautiful wife, Beth, for Valentine's Day. And I'd like to also send a song out in memory of my dad, who passed away 3 years ago yesterday. And like I was telling you earlier, this is just another sad situation. The day after, I can remember back when I made my little homemade tape that my dad said, "You got to get me a copy for Pam and Jerry." And I'm like, I didn't know you guys. Like, who are these guys? Sounds like a cartoon, you know.
He still doesn't know us.
He's like, I wish I didn't know.
But you guys have been very great to me and extremely great to the polka field in this area.
Trying to keep it going. Somebody's got to, especially the younger guys like Mr. Mike Kirkman here. Trying to do what we can do, and we got some fresh information over off the wire, Don, that we might be moving to a new station. Yes. Possibly, you know, as early as next week.
That sounds good.
Who knows?
We're going to check it out, you know, bigger and better, possibly. But, you know, we're not going to say goodbyes here. No goodbyes, just so long, and until we see you down Polka Row here again, hopefully soon.
Where she gets her energy, I haven't got a clue.
And this comes from a local lady, a Jana Pazinski from the Pittsburgh area. And this is a song that she wrote for her sister Tina as a Christmas present. So we hope you enjoyed that.
Tata Tina. And this is our last edition here, Primetime Polkas on 540 AM, WWCS Radio. Precious few minutes remaining. It's like the countdown to the new millennium, but we're not involved in it.
This is the last 3 minutes of the last three, so to say.
That's it. Do we have a countdown going, George?
Yeah.
George got the watch, and we're going to set off fireworks here. Not inside, we're going to go outside. Mike got all excited. Next up, one of our great sponsors. We just premiered this last week. Daryl Valencik on the button box from the brand new Bob Kravis recording, Buttons, Buttons, and More Buttons. Here's Cruiser's Polka. That's the Cruiser's Polka, Daryl Valencik on the button box. And sadly, this brings to a close this edition of Primetime Polkas here on 540 AM, WWCS Radio. And we'd like to say a big, big thank you out to all the listeners who have supported us for these 4 years, including all the great musicians and polka bands out there who really appreciate, you know, what we try to do. And gave us special recognition for it because not too many people out there promoting polkas, and we took it upon ourselves. And Mr. Don Rakoskis got our button gears.
Don't blame Don.
Got our button gears and got our butt back on the radio.
You know, it's been a team effort, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get some of the bands with their new recordings. And polka music is here to stay.
Okay. It sure has been fun.
Yes, it has been. And we want to thank all of our faithful listeners and sponsors.
That's right.
And we do hope to continue.
Right.
As soon as next week.
But
possibly. Who knows? Mike Erkman's building a radio station in the backyard of their new home.
Yeah.
In Venetia, right? That's a suburb of Finleyville. And George Suhan's working on his next album, and somebody's got to promote it. So we've got to find a new radio station to go to promote it. Right, George?
You should just record your program and put it on the internet so I can listen.
record it at home and send it to you.
No, put it on the internet.
Put it on the internet. Okay. Sadly, this comes to a close, this edition of Primetime Polkas 2001.
That's right. And we would like to thank the following sponsors for their support throughout the time. And we're talking about the Saigon SNPJ Lodge No. 6, the Slovene National Benefit Society, Thompson Chrysler Plymouth and Jeep of Washington, Iron and Glass Bank, Don's Landscaping of McDonald, Mortgage Equity One, Jerry Zagar, your local independent agent for Equity Corp, and also Catherine's Jewelry of Connellsville.
With a special thank you going out to Balson Heating and Cooling Company Incorporated. Don and Nancy Balson sponsoring us for many years, and we certainly do appreciate that. Please patronize these sponsors and let them know that you've heard their ads right here on this last edition of Primetime Polkas.
And for request dedications and to the program, you can check us out on our email at pamandjerry@primetimepolkas.com.
That's right. We shall continue, at least on the internet, primetimepolkas.com. We have a live show Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And you can also check out our two internet-only broadcasting stations, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you know about that, Mike Erkman? No, I had no idea. He doesn't even have it. He's got a brand new computer, does not work. There you go.
MSN
Internet. All right, look us up, primetimepolkas.com. And you can always check up on the latest information of what's going to happen with us and the future of our radio show here in the Pittsburgh area. That's all at primetimepolkas.com. And we would like to give up a very special thank you for these past 4 years here at Primetime Polkas to Mr. Don Markoskis for helping us out.
It's been my pleasure, and I couldn't pick two finer ladies and gentlemen to work with here, and it's been a real pleasure, and I want to thank all of our faithful listeners. And no goodbyes, just so long until we see you down Polka Road, guys.
That's right. Talk to you next week, maybe.
Huh? That's right. See you down Polka Road.
I'm Jerry Zagar saying there's polka music in every heart.
And I'm Pam Zagar, and we hope to see you this Sunday at SNPJ Lodge No. 6, Saigon.